Dear investors and partners, my name is Andri Avila. I'm CFO of Eesti Energia. It's my great pleasure to welcome you on the earnings call to summarize the results for the first quarter of 2015. Hopefully, you have managed to download the presentation from our investor relations website, and let us now turn to the presentation. We will start from slide three. Here we present a snapshot for the first quarter results, but we will cover in more detail further on. Eesti Energia results in the first quarter of 2015 were characterized by 2.9% lower sales revenues of 219.8 million euros and 5.3% higher EBITDA of 87.8 million euros. Operating cash flow was almost three times higher than last year at 162.6 million euros, whereas the capital expenditure was 29% lower than in the first quarter of 2014 at 52.4 million euros. Before looking at the results in detail, let's turn to the overview of the main markets affecting our sales and profitability. On slide four, we present the overview of the power markets that influence our power generation profitability. Average price in Nord Pool spot Estonia price area was 32.5 euros per MWh in the first quarter of 2015, which is 3.3 euros per MWh or 9.3% lower than in the previous year. Estonian power price remained marginally above Finnish, as the average spread between the price areas reduced in the first quarter to 0.4 euros per MWh, which is 0.2 euros per MWh less compared to last year. Nord Pool spot Latvian area prices remained above Estonian prices, but the spread decreased by 2 euros per MWh to 4.6 euros per MWh due to seasonally larger hydropower generation from Latvia, which this year appeared already in March. Our reported measure of Eesti Energia power generation competitiveness, clean dark spread available in Nord Pool spot Estonia electricity price, decreased to 7.9 euros per MWh due to higher CO2 costs and lower electricity price. Hence, the electricity markets remain challenging, with Nord Pool spot Estonia price reaching its historic low of 30.3 euros per MWh in March 2015. Slide number five presents the dynamics in another market that drives Eesti Energia results affecting our shale oil sales and profitability. Average price of Brent crude oil remained 39.8% below last year's level in the first quarter of 2015, trading on average at 48 euros per barrel. Similarly, the price for 1% fuel oil, our shale oil reference product, traded 43.8% lower than last year at 250.5 euros per ton on average in the first quarter of 2015. On the positive note, after rapid fall of oil price in the fourth quarter of 2014, the first quarter saw a slight recovery in oil prices. For instance, 1% fuel oil price increased by 24% compared to the end of the year, and the same trend has continued in April. Slide six presents the breakdown of sales and EBITDA between our main products as well as the year-on-year change. In the first quarter of 2015, Eesti Energia sales revenue was 2.9% lower at roughly 220 million euros. Sales revenues were lower for most products, with the only positive development from shale oil. In terms of EBITDA, the results were negatively impacted by lower profit from electricity, while improved performance in power distribution, shale oil, and other products allowed to increase group EBITDA by 5.3% to 88 million euros. Let me now analyze sales and profitability of each product in turn. Slide number eight presents the revenue dynamics of electricity sales, which accounts for almost half of group revenues. Drop in the power market prices also had an impact on our average electricity sales price, which decreased by 12.7% to 43.5 euros per MWh. Electricity sales volume decreased by 1.7% to 2.2 TWh, mainly due to lower sales in Latvian and Lithuanian retail markets, while sales in the wholesale market were 13.3% higher than in the first quarter of 2014. In combination, these two factors reduced revenues earned from electricity sales substantially in the first quarter of 2015, with the sales revenues 12.8% lower at 100 million euros. In terms of future sales, we have hedged 5.1 TWh of the remaining 9 months of 2015 power sales with an average price of 40.4 euros per MWh. As for 2016, power sales hedged against price risk amounted to 3.1 TWh with an average price of 38 euros per MWh. Slide nine presents an overview of Eesti Energia performance in the Baltic retail market. In the first quarter of 2015, our market share in Estonia increased to 62%, with gains primarily in corporate segment. Latvian and Lithuanian market share was lower year-on-year, but our renewed ability to offer fixed price agreements in Latvian and Lithuanian markets from February 2015 is expected to improve our market share in the future. Altogether, our Baltic market share was 0.7% lower compared to last year, reaching 26%. On slide 10, we show how EBITDA from electricity product, which amounts to 32% of total group EBITDA, changed in the first quarter of 2015. Altogether, EBITDA from electricity decreased by 37.6% to 28 million euros on the back of a number of negative influences. The largest influencing factors were reduced power sales margin, which was mainly driven by lower sales prices and lower revenue from hedging instruments, 7.5 million euros lower compared to last year due to lower hedging prices and amounts. Market situation has not improved since the end of the quarter, hence we expect the profitability of electricity to remain under pressure for the whole year of 2015. We will review our costs and generation portfolio with a very critical eye to achieve as positive results as the current challenging market prices permit. Slide 12 presents the revenue dynamics of electricity distribution, which amounts for about 30% of group revenues. While distribution volume was broadly unchanged in the first quarter of 2015, the sales revenue reduced by 2% to 66.6 million euros due to lower average distribution tariff. Distribution tariff reduction was introduced in April 2014 to reflect the lower transmission tariff charged by Elering. On a positive note, network losses of 5.3% were considerably lower than in the same period of last year. While sales revenues were lower, the profitability was not negatively impacted, as we will show on the next slide. As can be seen on slide number 13, EBITDA of electricity distribution improved by 11.1% in the first quarter of 2015 to 24.2 million euros. This improvement was mainly on the back of better distribution margin, as distribution loss expenses were substantially lower, amounting to 1.1 million euros, due to lower loss amounts and wholesale power prices. While in Q1, stronger wind conditions and an impact on the network reliability and the service quality indicator SAIDI, unplanned SAIDI, increasing the latter from 20.3 to 30.8, it did not, however, have a major impact on profitability. On slide 15, we show the performance of shale oil product, which makes up 11% of group sales, but has much larger impact on profitability. Volume of shale oil produced and sold increased considerably in the first quarter of 2015, as the new NFP280 oil plant performance continued to improve. In total, shale oil sales reached 70,000 tons in the first quarter, which is twice as much as a year ago. On the flip side, the average price earned from a product decreased by 7% to 359 euros per ton after considering the positive impact from financial hedges. All in all, the shale oil sales revenue increased by 87.2% in the first quarter of 2015 to 25 million euros. While we put the NFE280 oil plant offline for a month during Q2 2015 for further modifications, it is expected to result in even higher capacity usage thereafter. As you can see on slide 16, shale oil EBITDA more than doubled in first quarter of 2015 to 20.9 million euros, having a positive impact on the group's results. While lower margin due to lower sales price and higher variable costs put pressure on EBITDA, it was balanced by higher sales volume, positive impact of 13.1 million euros, and gains on derivative instruments, which had positive impact of 8.9 million euros. On slide 17, we look at the main influencing matters for the group performance from other products and services. Group sales revenues from other products reduced by 7.4% to 28.4 million euros, mainly negatively impacted by lower mining product sale revenues, which amounted to 6.8 million euros, as the contract for external oil shale sales was terminated. On the other hand, sales of natural gas has been commenced as a new product, which has added 5.8 million euros to the group sales. As for EBITDA, the largest positive influence originated from the sales of surplus CO2 allowances, which had positive influence by 9.5 million euros. We had built up a significant surplus physical CO2 position, which we substituted against the future position for 2016. This helped to balance the 2.8 million euro negative impact from lower oil shale sales. Altogether, EBITDA from our operations and services reached 14.7 million euros for the first quarter of 2015. On slide 18, we have established how the EBITDA of 87.8 million euros earned in the first quarter of 2015 and translated into operating cash flow of 162.6 million euros for the quarter. Main influencing factor is the sale of surplus CO2 allowances, which alongside with CO2-related factors improved operating cash flow by 64.6 million euros. Reduction in receivables, mainly in electricity sales, improved operating cash flow by a further 16.3 million euros. EBITDA included also 5.3 million euro impact from derivative instruments, which did not influence operating cash flow. On slide 19, we show the factors behind operating cash flow increasing substantially in the first quarter of 2015 compared to the year ago. While EBITDA also reached 4.4 million euros higher than last year, the main positive factor was from the surplus CO2 allowances sales in the first quarter of 2015. As in the same period last year, we had instead purchased CO2 allowances, and the combined positive impact on operating cash flow is 94.4 million euros. Derivative instruments had a 4.7 million euro negative impact compared to last year, while in Q1 2015, there was no income tax payable, unlike 5.5 million euros paid in the first quarter of 2014. On slide 20, we present the reduction of capital expenditure in the first quarter of 2015 by 29% to 52 million euros, as the investment program draws to a close. Main investments were directed to improving the distribution network, which amounted to 16.5 million euros, where the rollout of smart meters continued. Further, 7 million euros were invested into new Auvere 300 megawatt power plant, which is undergoing commissioning and which is expected to be finalized by November 2015. Maintenance investments reached 10.3 million euros, related primarily to mining subsidiary and investments in power generation. Slide 21 provides an overview of the group liquidity position as of the first quarter of 2015. Operating cash flow of 162.6 million euros exceeded the investment cash flow of 55.6 million euros, which had a positive impact on group liquidity. Altogether, the group liquidity position improved to 206.5 million euros, as at the end of the first quarter, which is complemented by 250 million euros of undrawn facilities. On slide 22, you can see group maturity profile and the key leverage ratios are followed. Positive results in the first quarter of 2015 allowed the group to reduce leverage to a level of 2.3 times net debt EBITDA. Maturity profile of the debt portfolio currently remains favorable, with the main maturities approaching in 2018 and 2020. Eesti Energia also retains a strong BBB rating from both rating agencies, BBB plus from S&P and Baa2 from Moody's, both with stable outlooks. This creates a good platform from any new debt financing or refinancing transactions in the future. On slide 23, we present the renewed group outlook for 2015. Given the continued weak power markets, we have downgraded our revenue outlook, expecting it to decline slightly in 2015. Compared to slight growth expected previously. As for EBITDA, we now expect a decline compared to 212 million euros achieved in 2014. And to summarize, the first quarter results were characterized by challenging power markets. Our electricity sales revenue decline was balanced by oil revenue increase, with the group sales revenue declining 3% to 220 million euros. Group EBITDA increased by 5% to 88 million euros, but this was mainly due to the sale of surplus CO2 allowances. 2015 will be a challenging year, as evidenced by our reduced outlook. But we continue to work very seriously to achieve the best possible outcome. This concludes the main body of presentation. There are additional slides in the appendix that discuss our production and sales data, commodity markets, as well as closed positions. If you have any questions whatsoever, please do not hesitate to ask. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now use your opportunity to ask questions. To do so, please press the star followed by one. We are waiting for questions. As one reminder, you have the opportunity to ask. To do so, please press the star followed by one. Okay, Mr. Avila, I'd like to pass the call back to you as there are no questions from the phone lines.
Okay, but then, thank you for listening, and we will hear again after 3 months. Thank you.